19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. From time to time, the subject of faith pops up in conversations, and I hear someone say, "I just can't say I believe it all. I want to, and I try to be good, do good, but I just don't really know if I have faith." I remember in high school, I wasn't sure either, so I made an appointment to talk to our priest, who said, "Faith is a gift, a grace given by God. Not everyone is given the gift." I was crushed. What? The Lord decided not to give me any? You got it or you don't? Talk about have and have nots. But maybe that's a consumer society spin and not the Lord's perception or intention. What strikes me as I ponder and pray about Sunday's readings is what the word faith lacks. It has no verb form. Faith is only a noun. We can't be caught faithing, nor have we faithed in the past. Given the emphasis in Scripture on God's creative movement in the world, the Holy Spirit's power to animate, and Jesus' saving actions through the Passion, the word seems inaccurately flat and inactive. The word faith, if followed back to its earliest form, comes from the Proto-Indo-European word behind, meaning to trust, confide, persuade. This suggests, by default, if I have faith, I should have confidence and be capable of persuading others to believe as I do. A bit daunting, easy to fail at such a task and doubt one's strength of conviction. The word belief, believe, is similar. Confidence reposed in a person or thing, faith in a religion. It replaced the old English word galifa, stemming from a root word meaning to care, desire, love, and a prefix which acted as an intensifier. Caring and loving an idea or understanding dearly and intensely is something we do, and intuitively, it is a bit more in line with the passionate creativity of the Lord. The word trust, or troust, a conceptual cousin from Old Norse and Proto-Germanic, means help and confidence, protection and support, comfort and consolation. Walking around these synonyms for the word faith suggests new questions, leading me to ask myself, do I trust God to protect, care for, and comfort me? Do I share His word and the doctrine to help and console others? Do I protect this doctrine, this which I say I have faith in and believe? Do I care about, love, and desire it to be true? Do I live as if it were true? Galifa and troust, helping and protecting, loving and caring deeply, comforting and consoling, are actions which the Lord performs for His people and which we are called to do for others. But that's not all. We must do the same for the doctrine and the word as well. Reflection questions. Do I trust God to protect, help, and comfort me? Do I share His word and doctrine to comfort and console others? Do I protect this doctrine, this word, that I say I have faith in and believe? Do I care about, love, and desire it to be true? Do I live as if it were true? God bless.